In commemorating any anniversary story of the attainment of independence in Ghana, the focus has generally been on the emergence of political parties and their activities which accelerated the drive towards political independence. Sadly, however, the events which led to the colonization of the Gold Coast have not been fully explored and appreciated. To understand the factors leading to the exploration and eventual colonization of the Gold Coast by the British government, Alfred Hughes embarked on a tour to three coastal and historic towns in Ghana to get a better understanding and insight into the issues.
The coastal stretch of Ghana along what is called the Gulf of Guinea within the Atlantic Ocean is dotted with 32 castles and forts put together. All these castles and forts, at one time or the other, served as trade posts or a symbol of one European power or the other, spanning 1471, during the time Don Diego de Azambuja visited Elmina, to the Independence Day in Ghana on 6th March 1957, when Ghana, then the Gold Coast, won political independence from the British. So as part of Radio Ghana's contribution to bring the independence story to our listeners, I decided to dig deeper some 600 years back. This is as far back when the Europeans first had contact with a black man in Ghana, then known as the Gold Coast. It all began in Elmina when Portuguese explorers discovered the shores of Elmina. I therefore made the over 100-kilometer journey to Elmina, or Edina, as it is called by the indigenes of the town, to the palace of the paramount chief, Nana Kojokondia. And there, I met with a historian and a retired senior officer of the Central Regional Cultural Center, Mr. Ebodazi. I first found out from him when the first contact with the people of Elmina with the Portuguese took place.
The first two whites who came to the community, that is Don Diego de Azambuja, who was the leader of the team that visited Elmina, with about 650 artisans, soldiers, merchants, and all that who came down. They noticed that there was a huge rock there. Today, that sounds Elmina Castle.
One other town which was very popular for the independence struggle in the Gold Coast was Cape Coast, originally known as Cabo Corso, another Portuguese name. Just about 4 kilometers east of Elmina, the Cape Coast Castle under the British played a very prominent role in the colonization of the Gold Coast. Mr. Kojo Kilson, a historian and a tour guide with the Museums and Monuments Board of the Central Region, takes us down memory lane by recounting some of the political leaders who actually initiated the drive towards political independence.
In the 1850s, the British began introducing some laws. Popular among them was their poll tax ordinance, where they were basically taxing the locals. And there was also this land bill. The British basically wanted to take control of the land. And the locals were not in agreement. There were riots. There were troubles. The British did not feel safe because of these riots. So the main reason why Cape Coast, the capital, was moved to Accra was because...
Wait a minute. I want you to take me down memory lane. What is the nature of the protest? I hear some women have to strip naked and march right into the castle.
Yeah.
And is it a fairy tale or is it a historic fact?
It's a historic fact. Yeah. The women in the town stripped naked. They marched the castle. They wanted to barge in. So the British had to barricade the castle with cannons and chains. Yeah. So it is a fact.
From Cape Coast, I headed towards the west. And specifically to the old town of Agrin, in the Evaluadura district of the East Nzema area. Here I met with another historian, Mr. Seth Otu, who though corroborated with Ebodazi's story in Elmina, but later went further to reveal the historical status of Agzin, a fact about which little is known.
And those who came to Elmina were the same people who came to Agzin. So they should have done the two groups, and one of the groups came to Agzin to establish this particular fort here. It was simply because there was gold in Agzin and all the other settlements looking at Elmina was a Portuguese word. It simply means the mind in English. So before coming here, they knew they were good around. That was why they settled in this particular land. And when they started the trading too, they had more gold in Axim than all the other centers combined in a year.
The historical status of Axim as the former capital of Ghana, a fact about which little is known.
If Axim was once the capital of the Gold Coast before it moved to Cape Coast, then from there to Accra. And I learned even the first West African Bank was built in here. Like where the place that you went to, the Parkland place, I think I heard it was the first West African Bank built in here because of the gold trade. That was why the bank was built there and not in any other.
So Ghana, then known as the Gold Coast, for 486 years, established economic, political, and social relationship with the Europeans from 1471 when Don Diego de Azambuja undertook his exploration to Elmina. After that, the Danes, Dutch, Swedish, and eventually the English either had ties in trade, slavery, or even as missionaries with the people of the Gold Coast. It was until the second half of the 19th century that political agitations led to the struggle and eventual attainment of independence.
Alfred Hughes reported.